This is Pastor Hannah, and this is today's devotion for March 27, 2020. It is a children's devotion based on Psalm 22. You can gather your study Bible and anything you want to use to take notes, or just listen. I'm not going to read the entire Psalm, but I will just read parts of it as we go through. So this Psalm is described in my Bible, which is an NRSV, as a plea for deliverance from suffering and hostility. So this is a prayer being prayed to help people who are suffering. And suffering means that someone is hurting or going through something really hard. So you may know that right now a lot of people are going through a hard time because they're sick. And we are not supposed to go anywhere out of our houses except for really important things like going to the grocery store or if we have to go pick up medicine or something because we want to keep other people from getting sick. So the first couple verses of the psalm say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. So in the beginning of the psalm, they're talking about God feeling really far away, like God isn't listening to them and that they really need help. And that might be how some of us are feeling right now because we feel a little bit disconnected because we're not seeing the people we normally see at school, at church, or hanging out with friends. And in this psalm, they're asking for God's help and asking God to stay close to us and to help us when we need help. So even though this psalm might feel kind of sad or scary when we first read it, as we go through, we'll see that it reminds us that God is always with us. So when we get to verse 19, which is about halfway through, it says, "But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid." So again, they're asking God for help, but this time they sound a lot more confident and a lot more assured that God is going to help them. And then in verse 24, there's some big words in here, but I will explain what they mean. It says, "For he is God, for he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him." So affliction is like an illness or a sickness or something that is wrong with you. So just like a lot of people are sick right now, that sickness could also be called an affliction. And it says that God does not despise or abhor it. So that means that God doesn't hate it. God doesn't think it's gross. So it means that even when people are hurting or suffering or sick or sad or whatever, God isn't angry at them. God doesn't think that they're icky. God loves them no matter what, no matter what they're going through. And then it says, "God did not hide his face from me." So that means God doesn't look away. God is always looking at you no matter what you're going through. And God loves you and is with you when you're going through it. So the first part of the psalm, remember, we're saying, "God, please hear us. God, please be with us." And what's amazing is that God is listening to us and God is hearing us. God always listens to us and God always hears us. So right now, when we're feeling maybe a little disconnected and a little lonely, we can pray for ourselves and each other. We can pray for the people who are sick. We can pray for the doctors and nurses and all the people taking care of the sick people. And we can pray for everyone to stay safe and healthy. Let us pray together. Dear God, thank you for this beautiful day. Please watch over all the people who are sick right now. And please be with all the people who are taking care of them. We know that even when we're afraid, when we're feeling alone, when we're upset or scared, you are with us. We know that you love us and care for us no matter what. Thank you for loving us and showing us your grace through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.